The Austrians built the Great Gunpowder Magazine in just 2 years, from 1718 to 1720. They did this as soon as possible to create a place that was protected from enemy artillery. Around this structure, in the mid-18th century, a very strong protective wall was built. Even today, it remains a recognisable symbol of the lower town of the fortress. Spacious and safe, this gunpowder store contained two halls, each featuring 9 columns connected by a large hallway. Both of the halls are 400 square metres in size. Today, the great hallway and the first hall have been restored, and inside they contain the oldest Roman monuments in Belgrade. The stone monuments, sarcophagi, and sacrificial altars in these halls were collected over many years from a wide variety of places. Most of the exhibits on display were found in Belgrade and its surrounds, while others were found at Kosmaj Mountain, Kostolac, Sremska Mitrovica, and other locations in Serbia. Some of the items on display were brought from Macedonia and Albania. For the most part, the findings from Belgrade come from the city itself. Most of these were found alongside the roads of the antique necropolis of Singidunum, where there were many graves, tombs, and sarcophagi. The monuments belong to the antique period, from the second half of the 1st century to the 4th century AD. They tell us a lot about that era, including the population, the social hierarchy, the cults, the military movements of Roman forces on Serbian soil, as well as the history, culture, and art. There are 80 Roman monuments in the collection, which belongs to the National Museum of Belgrade and the Belgrade City Museum. Among the monuments on display in the Gunpowder Magazine, Jonah's sarcophagus draws special attention. It is the oldest Christian monument in Belgrade, dating back to the 4th century. It was found in 1885 in Jovanova Street, in Dorčul, the place where the Roman necropolis used to be. Jonah's sarcophagus is different from others of that same period thanks to its Christian symbols and the design chiselled onto it. On the sarcophagus, you'll notice carvings of Christian symbols as well as an Old Testament scene from the life of the prophet Jonah, and also a depiction of Christ the Saviour as the Good Shepherd, which symbolises the eternal nature of life after death. This metaphor was quite often used as a symbol of Jesus Christ, who carries a lamb on his shoulders. The discovery of Jonah's sarcophagus confirmed the early presence of Christianity in Belgrade, so it's often called the Holy Stone of Belgrade.